Today is the day our bishop has set aside as Stewardship of Creation Sunday. Generally, when we hear the word stewardship, our minds run to finances, to money. We've been conditioned to pair those two concepts together, stewardship and money. But stewardship is much more than that. Webster's Dictionary defines stewardship as the careful and responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. The careful and responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. Given that definition, it's very appropriate that we set aside a day to give serious consideration to our stewardship of creation. And it's especially appropriate to do so on the Sunday following Earth Day. Our history does not bode well for us as good stewards of creation. We've not been careful nor responsible managers of our world. We've taken the words of Genesis, the words where God gave Adam dominion over all creation, to mean that we had an endless supply of worldly resources to use or misuse at our pleasure. We've taken that dominion and run with it, often with reckless abandon. We've too often forgotten that we've been charged to care for creation as agents of God, as stewards, as careful and responsible managers, as those who not only think of themselves, but think moreover of those who will follow, the generations to come. The readings that the bishop has assigned for today are quite interesting. They do not say anything about gluttony or idolatry or the misuse of creation. They didn't include the creation story from Genesis, or even the line where humankind is given dominion. Our readings speak more of the primacy of God. Our reading from Job comes from the end of the Job narrative. Job has been through all sorts of troubles. He's lost his family, his health, his wealth, and his friends. He's been patient and impatient with God, and the situation that has been inflicted upon him through some odd sort of divine challenge. After 38 chapters of questioning the purpose of God and demanding an audience with his maker, God finally responds, and the response does not take the form of an explanation. God never says, "Job, I'm sorry I allowed this to happen to you. It was a bad idea. But it happened for this reason." No reason is given. God will not explain himself. What God does do is set Job straight about who's who. And God says to Job, "Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding." God continues to describe for Job what God did in the business of creating, and turns the challenge around to Job. There is no explanation for why Job endured such hardship. Instead, there's a clear reminder that God is God and Job is not. And that's that. Our psalm echoes that same theme, the majesty of God, the supremacy of God, and our role in relationship with God and creation. The psalm considers the place of humanity in creation with awe. "What is man that you should be mindful of him? The son of man that you should seek him out? You have made him but little lower than the angels. You adorn him with glory and honor. You give him mastery over the works of your hands. You put all things under his feet. We have been given much. To whom much is given, much is expected." On a daily basis, we may slip quietly into an attitude of taking our world for granted. Living in the land of plenty, surrounded by beautiful mountains, we may lose our sense of awe and wonder. Somehow, sometimes we are struck, however, by the beauty of creation. The lush greens that surround us this time of year and the variety of colors and shapes and blooms may fill us with awe and thanksgiving. There's nothing like looking at the horizon of a seemingly endless ocean to bring back to mind the grandness of God's creation and a sense of deep appreciation of the vastness of God and our place in creation. Remember looking up at the sky on a cloudless night and how awed you are at the seemingly infinite number of stars? There's nothing quite like that experience to remind us of how small we are in the big scheme of creation. There are also less pleasant reminders, devastating reminders like earthquakes and hurricanes and closer to home, tornadoes. Those sorts of life-altering events in nature certainly get our attention and remind us that we are not as much in control as we'd like to think. Earth-changing acts of nature do much to remind us, to jerk us out of complacency and forgetfulness and taking for granted all that we've been given and who the giver is. But these moments of awe and wonder, be they joyful or heartbreaking, serve no good purpose if we merely remember our place and forget our stewardship of creation. If we merely say, wow, and leave it at that, we neglect that we are to move from that place into a place of careful and responsible management for all of those wows in our world. And not just our created world, but all of creation, plants, animals, and people. We are to act carefully and responsibly toward all of creation, and that includes each other. Today at our 10:30 service, we will take part in creation, in recreation. We will baptize Frank Walker Douglas. We will celebrate his rebirth into the body of Christ. We will name him and mark him as Christ's own forever. And we will bring him fully into our family through the waters of baptism. We will proclaim boldly that we will support him in his life of faith. We will promise to be careful and responsible managers of this new person who is entrusted to our care. And even if you're not going to physically be present to witness this life-changing event, you are no less called to be careful and responsible stewards to Frank and his life in Christ. When the letter from the bishop arrived stating that this would be Stewardship of Creation Sunday, I thought, but we have a baptism. How can we possibly talk about stewardship of creation when we should be talking about baptism? And then I realized there is no better way to remind us of our role in creation, our edict from God, to be careful and responsible managers of what we have been given. No better reminder than a new life. There's no better gift, and there is no better giver. We've been given much, our world, and all that is in it. And moreover, our very lives, our physical bodies, and our spiritual beings. Our lives in the world, and our lives in Christ. And all of that is interconnected. The call for today, for this Stewardship of Creation Sunday, is to remember that those who have been given much, much is expected. go out and be careful and responsible for the world and for each other. Amen.